Well, heading now to Canberra, and the Federal Opposition leader, Tony Abbott, says he believes that the Prime Minister will call an election soon and send Australians to the polls on either August the 21st or the 28th. In the unofficial campaign environment, Mr Abbott is working hard to exploit the divisions emerging over Julia Gillard's proposal for a regional processing centre for asylum seekers in East Timor. Some East Timorese government officials say they're against the idea, and we'll bring you the latest from Dili later in the program. Mr Abbott says it's clear that Julia Gillard didn't properly consult over the plan. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Both Julia Gillard and Tony Abbott are in Brisbane today. The opposition leader was up before dawn to visit the Rocklea fruit and veg market.
It is an early start, but it's a much earlier start for these guys. And I'm here at the markets at about 6.30. They're here every morning from 3 o'clock. So I take my hat off to them. They keep our country going. They keep all of us fed, they keep all of us in the necessities of life.
The small group of business operators on hand to greet Mr Abbott were happy to give him a quick tour.
Hello, fellas, how are you? Tony Abbott, good to see you.
We know who you are, we love you.
How are you?
Hope you get in, mate. I'm going to vote for you.
Thank you so much.
And the opposition leader believes they'll be casting their votes pretty soon.
Yeah, I think it'll be August the 21st or August the 28th, one or the other.
Later on ABC Radio in Brisbane, the opposition leader said he was confident the coalition had a strong chance of reclaiming the 9 seats it lost in Queensland at the last election.
I think that all of the seats we lost, we are well placed to be very competitive in. If we won back the seats that we lost, I think we'd be on the high road to government.
Queensland will be crucial to the major parties, with some Labor insiders concerned that voters might be tempted to punish the government over the way their fellow Queenslander Kevin Rudd was dumped as Prime Minister. And in the interests of getting to know you, Mr Abbott was asked to share some information about himself that voters wouldn't already know.
Oh, gee whiz, Madonna. You want me to enter the confessional, do you? I'd probably prefer to let the public make their judgment based on what they've got before them.
The opposition is trying to exploit unease in East Timor over Julia Gillard's proposal for a refugee processing centre there. Ms Gillard has spoken with the country's president, José Ramos Horta, about it, but not its Prime Minister, Xanana Gusmão. The opposition points out that the president is a figurehead with no control over the government's workings, much like Australia's Governor-General. And Mr Abbott says if Ms Gillard had consulted with her colleagues, she would have known that.
The East Timorese announcement is an example of a failure of judgment and a failure of process. The Prime Minister should have known that if you wanted to do a deal with East Timor, you had to do it with the government and not just with the President. And she should, in any event, have consulted with the Foreign Minister before she made the announcement, not after she made the announcement.
And he's accused the government of concocting a quick solution to be ready for an election.
There is no doubt that the government's East Timorese asylum seeker processing centre was nothing more than a thought bubble. It was typical of a government which is adopting a tick and flick approach to difficult issues prior to the election. It's typical of a Labor Party which always pretends to be like the Liberal Party before an election, but after an election reverts to standard Labor type.
Speaking on Radio National, the Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith, disagreed with Mr Abbott's views.
President Ramos Horta is more than just a head of state. That's quite clear from the way in which he operates and the way in which he works closely in conjunction with Prime Minister Gusmão.
And the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, was asked about why she spoke with José Ramos Horta first.
Surely it would have been smart to have a chat to the Prime Minister of the country.
Well, look, the ordering here, obviously, we had the East Timorese president in Australia very recently. I followed that up with a conversation with him. Obviously, there will be internal discussions in East Timor, and I will speak to the Prime Minister of East Timor as well. But this is a dialogue that will happen more broadly than East Timor.
There are many unanswered questions about the policy, such as how much will the processing centre cost? Will Australia pay for all of it? How many people will it hold? And what will happen to the detention facilities on Christmas Island? The Prime Minister, though, is attempting to switch the conversation back to issues of sustainability, population growth, urban sprawl and proper city planning.
Too often, Australians buy their dream home on the urban fringe, but they get a nightmare lifestyle with long commutes, stuck in traffic, not able to move around their community the way that they want to, not having the schooling options they'd seek for their children, too far away from local health services. We want to make sure that when people get a dream home, they get a good lifestyle as well.
And that's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, ending that report by Sabra Lane.